And Steve, you know what comes with the rain. Ahead on the record, seasonal affective disorder, or SAD.
And I am.
Kind of sad in the other Washington, too. Late last week, Republicans in the House of Representatives released their agenda for 2014. They hoped to shift the focus onto job training programs and education reform and away from government shutdowns. While Republicans and Democrats alike are looking towards 2014, there are still a lot of major issues that need to be resolved. Another budget deadline looms shortly after the first of the year, and lawmakers are still looking at ways to fix the Affordable Care Act. Host of the podcast Decode DC and former NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook joins us to talk about what's happening in Congress this week. Andrea, thank you so much for being with us today.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Last week, President Obama and Congress were scrambling to figure out a way to let people stay on their health plans that insurance companies discontinued because those plans did not meet the minimum standards of the Affordable Care Act. President Obama promised that the act would allow everyone to stay on their plan if they wanted to, and that's turned out not to be true. Well, House Republicans and 39 Democrats, including our own 1st District Representative Susan DelBene, voted for the Keep Your Health Plan Act. What was that plan?
It's a plan to allow people to keep their, like it says, keep their health plan that would ensure that people don't have to get a better plan. In the words of some Republicans, I think this quote originally comes from Tennessee Republican Marsha Blackburn. Some people like to sip out of red Solo cups and not champagne flutes. And so, you know, there is some substance to this, but let me caution, like all things in Congress, this was also a great way for Republicans to try and distract Americans from something that was a very losing proposition for them, which was shutting down the government, and get people, back into criticizing President Obama rather than the Congress itself. Not sure whether that's worked.
Yeah.
Well,
one interesting thing about the Keep Your Health Plan Act was that 39 Democrats joined the Republicans in voting for it. It seemed unusual to me to hear of that bipartisanship, is it?
Well, yes. I mean, the truth is Americans are upset at the fact that they were told over and over and over again, by the way, by President Obama when he was a candidate, that people would be able to keep their own health plans. And to some extent that has been true. In fact, more people are able to keep their plans than haven't been able to. But still, when the president says you will be able to, and then the insurance companies themselves start canceling those plans because they don't meet the higher expectations, frankly, of the Affordable Care Act, then people are upset. They get upset, and so it's no. I don't think it's surprising at all that Democrats would turn around and vote for something. More than anything, that signals to their own constituents that those members of Congress are listening to their worries and complaints.
Yeah, we're on the case is what they're trying to say there. You think there's going to be more legislative action to fix some of the problems with the Affordable Care Act, or is this it?
I would be very surprised if there weren't more in the House, but I doubt anything will go through the Senate. Remember, it took 18 months or 2 years to pass the Affordable Care Act, and any changes to it other than things everyone agrees on is going to be, that's going to be difficult to pass through those two chambers.
Well, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor is looking ahead. He's working with Republicans to set a 2014 agenda for his party, but that leads me to wonder, does anything in that plan have a chance of clearing a democratically controlled House and then getting signed into law by President Barack Obama?
Yeah, it's, whenever people come out and say, this is our agenda, if they only control one of the chambers, then more than anything, it's a political agenda. It's not a policy agenda. And there are some very striking components of that agenda from Republicans that really confirm the fact that it's more of a political agenda than a policy one. The fact that it makes practically a 180-degree turn from what the Republican Party has been doing in the last couple of years since the Tea Party wave of 2010. I mean, they're turning around and talking about bread-and-butter issues, education, job training, those kinds of things. It's a way of signaling, well, we know you're angry about shutting down the government, and we haven't been talking about much, but, cutting taxes and cutting spending for the last couple of years, but now we're going to get back to some real substantive policy. It's no surprise to me that that is happening right on the cusp of a election year, a congressional election year.
Yeah. Andrea Seabrook is with me. She heads up the podcast Decode DC and joins us regularly to talk about what's going on in Congress. You know, the holidays are coming up, Andrea. Are there any pieces of major legislation Congress has a chance of passing before year's end?
Oh, I'd be very surprised if there was any legislation. You know, it's almost like dealing with a toddler in some ways. You don't look at what they say. They may say that they're very upset about X, Y, and Z, but you know they're hungry, right? So you feed them. With Congress, they may say they're going to do lots of things, but you know that the two chambers are split, that this is the same group of people that just shut down the government over, frankly, petty arguments in some cases and some more substantive ones, but still, they were willing to go to the brink. You don't expect a whole lot of that group of people.
Well, and of course, the toddlers are headed towards a big battle early next year because we've got another budget impasse heading toward our way, don't we?
Absolutely. It's running the government by continuing resolution. In other words, I wonder if we'll have money to run the government this month. Let's see.
There are a lot of issues still left to be dealt with. There's the farm bill, which includes food stamps, and there's immigration. Does anyone have any idea when they might end up actually being discussed and dealt with if nothing's going to happen through the holidays and if the budget impasse is going to suck all the air out of Congress early next year?
You know, the closer we get to the election, and I know this sounds crazy, like crazy talk, because it's a year away, but the closer we get to the election, the less likely it is that anything will pass, because that shoves people into their political corners, and they fight for those corners. So, unfortunately, the year to get things done was this one, the one that is coming to a close.
Yeah.
And some big steps happened. Passing that immigration bill through the Senate was great. Not that I think it's a great bill, but just that there was actual bipartisanship. There was actual movement. Those things are not going to get through the House of Representatives. And so it's less and less likely as the clock ticks that immigration, that the farm bill, that any of the real substantive things that really need to happen are going to.
Andrea, a quick word. You left NPR. You went indie with your podcast and radio show, Decode DC. I see you've been acquired by EW Scripps. Briefly, what's that going to mean?
Oh, that means that we get to expand the show. We're hoping to go weekly. We're hoping to do more and more content and talking to great stations like yours, getting back to our public radio audience. The head of the Washington Bureau at Scripps is Ellen Weiss, who was the vice president and manager of news at NPR for many years.
Of course.
We're back. It's almost like a dream team. I'm so excited.
Yeah, very familiar name there, too. Andrea Seabrook, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
She hosts the podcast Decode DC. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.